brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alec GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live, my friends. It is Tuesday, the 8th day of March, 2011. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. This is going to be an absolutely jam-packed key transmission. Lord Christopher Monckton to join us coming up in about 20 minutes to break down the criminal activities of the big mega banks pushing the fake environmental global carbon tax movement and the open announcements in England that people will not have regular electricity to their homes and that this has to be done to save the earth from the evil carbon dioxide. So the planned artificial scarcity, the neo-feudalistic serfdom, we're going to be breaking that down with Lord Christopher Monckton coming up. Then Dr. Nick Begich, when he was on with us a few months ago, he said, Alex, you tend to focus on chemicals in food and water, pharmakia, to manipulate the human mind. And he said, certainly, there's thousands of government documents on that front, and we know that's going on. But he said, most of the funding and most of the research is psychotronic, deals with electronic different fields. And since then, I've read a lot of patents and even mainstream news articles where they admit not just the message in TV, not just the overt propaganda, not just the flicker rate that puts you into a mesmerized sleep type state where you're subconsciously accepting everything. It cuts off the critical areas of the brain, the left and right lobes of the cerebral cortex, but actual programming directly into the lower centers of the brain, breathing, eating, sex drive, all of it, that they can actually program it. They can kill you now with the television set. These are patented. They can, if they want to, folks, they can kill you with a television set. Kill you. Let me say it again. Kill you. You remember about 12 years ago, tens of thousands of Japanese children went into convulsions all over the country when an episode of Pokemon aired that they later admitted was a, quote, test of the flashing strobe. Just with a strobe timed to the child-level algorithms of the brain, they were able to cause convulsions. Tens of thousands, boom, as it airs, simultaneously falling out of their chairs. Now, if you know these systems exist, which they do, the question is, will the globalists use it? Well, you know their motto, an unused weapon is a useless weapon. And you're thinking, well, I'll just turn the television set off. Oh, I'm sorry. They can do it through fluorescent light bulbs. That's why under law they're banning all the phosphorescent and phasing them out in the next 3 years. The bans began this year of the higher watts down. They're going to be able to mind control us with the street lights. Folks, how many things have you tuned into and laughed at and years later it's mainstream news? Kind of like I told you 15 years ago, they're taking all babies' blood at birth and putting it in a secret DNA database with the Pentagon for bioweapons. Now that's all been declassified in the last 12 months. Of course, we had the documents. You didn't listen to us when we had them. I have all the different patents. That's not true. There's so many thousands that I don't have them all. I've read hundreds where they can kill you. And by the way, you can't even tell the light is flashing. It does it at a certain rate, and they know how to exactly program the brain. You know where they're putting them in first? Government buildings. Because they're not going to kill their zombies up front. They're going to brainwash them and get them ready for the evil work they're doing as they're in sleepwalking trances, an army of zombies.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter special now at HerbalHealer.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have a very important radio broadcast lined up for you today. It is, of course, Tuesday, the 8th of March, 2011. Hard to believe we're already in the third month of 2011, steaming quickly towards 2012. Coming up in the next hour, Dr. Nick Begich, who is one of the leading experts on psychotronic mind control systems, will be joining us. And the reason I have him coming on is I'm seeing more and more mainstream news articles and admitting that television can actually not just put you into a highly suggestible dream state, so that you accept the verbal and visual propaganda being fed to you, but that it can actually even affect your health, your wellness, with encoded digital messages within the transmission itself. And now they're shifting over to phosphorescent bulbs to the fluorescent bulbs, and admitting that the government's going to have data transmission over the light bulbs in your house. That's why they're making it the law all over the world that you've got to have the fluorescence, no more phosphorescent, because now this is rolling into government buildings from Texas to Minnesota. The light bulbs are, quote, communicating with the computers and security systems in the building at ultra-fast wavelength levels, flickering on and off, that the human eye cannot consciously perceive, and under those very patents, you find the sub-patents for mind control and causing physiological developments in the human body. And this, of course, ties into things like smart meters. 5-6 years ago, they announced in San Francisco as the beta test where they're totally liberal, totally trendy. They would slit their throats if told it was liberal. They would throw their children into meat grinders if they were told it was liberal. They're told it's liberal. The government's going to remote control your thermostat. It's going to cut back on carbon. And then folks read the actual documents, and we said, well, wait a minute. You say you're going to control our thermostat with this and decide when we have power. And they said, no, we're not. And then a few years later, you bet we are. And you don't have a choice. During peak times, we're going to cut your air conditioner on or off, cut your heat on or off. Then they said, oh, actually, just to cut your carbon footprint, we're going to lower it anyways. Or if we see that there's too much you're spending, charge you more. It's all about artificial scarcity. It's all about taking things and infrastructure that we've built and then raping you, squeezing you by these consolidated elite cartels. And it's about all the new under federal regulations. It's the same in many other first world nations. The dishwashers, the clothes washers, the entertainment centers, the refrigerators. Everything is tracking and tracing what you buy, what you sell, what you do. The new refrigerators track and read all the RFID on the product. The TiVo, the cable, tracks what you watch and creates a psychological algorithm and tracks you, what ads you watch. They have built-in microphones and cameras on the Kinetic Microsoft video game system that face scans you and can record up to 7 different people's voices in real time. I mean, they're just rolling Big Brother out, just like the cell phones under federal law, 1996, track us all in real time via GPS, and they can dial in even when the phone's turned off and listen to you. And, of course, we were kooky to tell you that in 96 because we had the Telecommunications Act, but people didn't want to listen. And then by about 2003, Fox News and others said, Big Brother, eat your heart out. The government's listening to everything you do with AI computers, no warrants, and it's good. Hey, schools all over the country, from Philadelphia to Sacramento, from California to Pennsylvania, the schools are watching you at home on your laptop in the shower. And the school told on themselves. They're proud of it, and the court said, go ahead and do it. We're going to take your baby's blood. We're going to put telescreens up in the Walmarts and at 9,000 other locations. The TSA is going to be at train stations, bus stations, and highway checkpoints. The police are going to take your blood without warrants. The ATF's going to order gun shops to register people, even though they're not supposed to. There's no law. They're just going to do it. And why are they so confident? Because they've got the high-def TV with scientific patents to literally be able to program your brain like you program a VCR. To be able to program everything you're doing. That's why they're so confident. We've taken the bait of the iPads and the iPhones and the whole system. Humanity is being absorbed by the technocracy. The globalists have engineered the sixth great extinction. They're heralding it now. We are now entering the vortex. You have been warned. You've got the average person out there operating at a caveman level intellect facing globalist 21st century mind control. And if people won't even admit they're under psychological warfare attack, how are they going to admit that they're under psychotronic attack? Let me explain to you. There are hundreds and hundreds of patents I've read. There are thousands on record. There are hundreds and hundreds of mainstream news articles going back decades where DARPA comes out and says, yeah, we're testing towers in major cities that will calm you during emergencies with different wavelengths to calm and soothe the public. We're already under this, folks. That's why your neighbors are in a trance. It was on record when TV was first rolled out in the 40s that after a few minutes of watching TV, the first time you watch television, it takes on average about an hour in the major studies that you can pull up online for someone to have suspended disbelief. After someone has had suspended disbelief one time, it takes on average about 2 minutes. The eyes are a electrochemical coupler. Your eyes are the window to your mind, your soul. Your eyes are the electrochemical receiver couplers. Just like you have infrared systems they can transmit data over, just like they have light bulbs now that communicate with your computers. That's what your eyes are doing. They're receivers. They're stalks. When you're in your embryonic development, just a few weeks into development, from the back of the brain grows the eye stalks. In fact, your eyes are brain tissue, ladies and gentlemen. When you're looking at someone's eyes, you're looking at their brain. You're looking into my eyes right now. You're looking at Alex Jones's brain, my most important sense, my brain looking right at you, your brain looking right back at me right now. Now, you're not just looking at the image and the audio of what I'm saying and doing. Your body is picking up the body language. It's picking up the tones. It's picking up from an instinctive level, whether you think I'm telling the truth or not. You're intellectually also scanning for data you have to see if it compares and matches what I'm saying. But the globalists can now trump all of that. They can feed through, even though I'm sending out a clear signal, they can feed over the broadcaster transmission signal after they get my original signal, the video stream we're sending out. They can add magnetic light energy. In the patents, there's three different ways to do it. They could embed it to make you docile, to make you hungry, to make you angry, to make you be sexually aroused, to make you go into a deeper sleep state, and they can even ratchet down your sleep state until you go into a oxygen deprivation zone of deep sleep, which is near death, and can even put you into death. You understand that? We're being hit by mega 21st century advanced technology. That's why the globalists don't care what we think anymore. That's why they don't care about Alex Jones. They know the average yuppie watching this is just going to laugh, is totally defenseless. We've got to have debates about this and what we're going to do in the future and how we're going to respond to this, because this is all real. This is happening. Now, in another issue, because we don't normally have guests on in the first hour, but the only time we could have him is in the first hour. Lord Monckton's coming on about some issues that connect in with all of this. Then we've got the whole mind control, psychotronic, light wave, electromagnetic manipulation of the mind coming up in the second hour. The third hour is going to be absolutely paramount important, because I'm going to give people the decipher code key. Not that it's hard. It's like having a pair of keys and sticking it in your car and starting it. But if you don't have the keys, it's really hard to start that car. I have the keys from the globalist own admissions of exactly the synthesis, the dialectics they're using, with Michael Moore coming out and saying, you don't own your own wealth. It's a natural resource. It's a national resource. And the Wisconsin protesters coming up to Tea Party people and saying, you don't have a right to your own money. And they're serious, and they're trying to stop them from having their free speech. These are tyrants. Now, the governor of Wisconsin is a tyrant. So are the unions. See, the globalists know you're operating in a one-dimensional facet. So they're saying either the unions are bad or the governor's bad. No. They're all within a controlled political paradigm, and I'm going to break this down. You know, Michael Moore talks about the bankers being crooks. Yeah. But see, they engineered the socialist system to get the money. We're gonna break it all down.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
As many people know, ever since President Nixon took us off the gold standard, the U.S. dollar has been devaluing. What people don't know, however, is how this directly affects your personal finances. Is there a way to protect your portfolios from losing value? The answer to all of this is gold and silver. They both have maintained their purchasing power for 6,000 years. If you had $100,000 in cash and $100,000 in gold and silver back in 1913 and kept them until now, your cash would have the buying power of only $4,800. But your gold and silver would have the buying power of $3 million. The answer to protecting your assets is simple. Call John Ballman today at 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Get all your questions answered before your money is worth a zero. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 169. Take action today while we still accept paper dollars for gold. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 169.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeCig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeCig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeCig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeCig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeCig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. IG.com. LeCig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeCig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeCig.com. LeCig for today's modern smoker.
Going to be joining us. Then I'll get into, in the third hour, these Wisconsin protesters on video saying you have no right to your money. They actually believe it. And if you don't think that means you're a slave, it means they'll put you in a forced labor camp. I mean, these are the heirs of Stalin. But we're going to look at the other end of that, that you have the big corrupt multinational banks that nobody wants to talk about. So we're going to be discussing that in the third hour today after Dr. Nick Begich joins us. Lord Christopher Monckton, 3rd Viscount of Monckton and Brenchley, formerly a member of the Conservative Party. Moncton has been the deputy leader of the UK Independence Party since 2010. He served in Conservative central office and worked with Margaret Thatcher at number 10 and policy unit advising her. He's also an award-winning journalist and scientist who's also an inventor. And the website is scienceandpublicpolicy.org. He really doesn't need any introduction. We only have him for about 30 minutes. So in the interest of time, Lord Moncton, we now see the head of the Goddard Space Center. We see Bert, Maurice Strong, we see Ted Turner. They all say we want a post-industrial world, but China can build 3 to 5 new power plants a week. Obama won't let any new ones open here. And now I have the article out of the Daily Telegraph, era of constant electricity at home is ending, says power chief, and he says that it's true, that it's good, that England will be like North Korea in the next 10 years, and that you won't have power a lot of the time, but that's good to cut your carbon footprint.
It's just pathetic how the entire governing class has become infected with what really one could only call a sort of post-Marxist desperation. They are longing to shut down the economies of the West. And when the likes of you and me, Alex, began saying this, that this was their real agenda, we were told we were extremists, we were lunatics, we were frothing at the mouth, we didn't know what we were talking about. Now they're coming out more and more openly and saying it publicly. And instead of the wall-to-wall outrage that ought to be happening, people are just saying, yes, we got used to these people, they say this sort of thing, perhaps they don't really mean it. Just the same kind of rabbit-in-the-headlights response as we saw in the run-up to Hitler, when he began saying similar extraordinary things, and people just quietly looked the other way and said, well, let's all be nice to him and hope that he goes away. The fact is, we can't allow these people any longer to get away with what they're getting away with. What they're doing is exploiting our democratic tolerance and understanding in the hope that they can destroy it forever and shut it down and put in its place something a great deal more authoritarian. Let me give you, first of all, a bit of background to the chief of the National Grid here in the UK. Now, what he's talking about, though he hasn't admitted it publicly, but I have made some investigations privately, so I can tell your viewers and listeners, and you can be the first to know this, that during the cold snap, indeed the coldest December since records began in 1659 in central England, the power grid came in the UK, throughout the whole of the UK, within just 3% of its capacity. And, of course, if you reach anything like that capacity, you can trip the whole grid out and black out not just part of the country, but the whole country. That very, very nearly happened. Why did it happen? Because the government here, which in all three of the major parties, so-called, doesn't believe in the coal-fired and gas-fired electricity which our economy was built on.
And by the way, Lord Moncton, that actually happened all over the U.S., and the White House actually attacked PrisonPlanet.com in our article and said we were liars, that they didn't have an anti-power plant agenda. But then the next week, their energy secretary came out and said we're going to have massive coal plant closures on top of what they've already had. And now the head of your energy program says get ready to not have power a lot of the time.
That's right. I mean, and the background to this is that we very nearly didn't get it. And why? It's because the windmills that are supposed to be generating 5% of our electricity weren't generating any. Their contribution to the grid in December was 0.0% because the wind basically didn't blow. We were under a blocking high. That's when you need the windmills the most, and they're not there. So closing down these coal plants and thinking you can replace them with useless windmills that cost 26 times as much to generate electricity, this is not a forward-thinking, radical or sensible green energy policy. The only green energy policy that would work to keep the lights on and the wheels of industry turning, and prosperity as well, is to go nuclear if you don't want to keep the coal-fired plants.
But of course, the coal-fired plants. And quite frankly, Lord Moncton, and we'll get your view on this on the other side, I think that nukes overall are not as good as coal. We got so much of it. It's completely clean now. And carbon dioxide is good for plants. I say more coal plants. Good for the earth.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
There's a man named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs leading to side effects. This is clearly a deadly recipe. The good news is Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I want you to join our InfoWars team. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years and we've been slowly growing, and our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Christopher Monckton is our guest. He is the leading voice and expert with precision, cutting up the lies and propaganda of the fake environmental lobby who could care less about the earth and real environmental problems that we do certainly have. It's all about grabbing resources. Similar to Obama handing out 1,040 waivers to McDonald's and others where their hundreds of thousands of employees don't have to get insurance, but then their competition does. So this is also about kingmaking, where you've got to get the licensure, not evenly from government of the people, but licensed to be able to operate. And again, here's the Daily Telegraph. This is their words, not mine. This is written by the head of the energy program there in England, and he says that the UK power chief says that the days of permanently available electricity may be coming to an end. And it goes on, the head of the power network said yesterday, and then it has the quotes from him saying, yes, we're going to change our behavior, consume less. But yes, it's not going to be cheap, it's not going to be easily available, and you will not have power all the time as a society, that this is clear. I mean, there's no doubt, but then meanwhile, the UN lobbies in England to shut down the oldest steel plant in England, and then give the money to Pachauri at the UN to move it to India. I mean, isn't this really just about the globalists have made their investments in China, and if they can shut down Western Europe, England, the U.S., their investments go up? I mean, it's not just hatred of America in England. I mean, that's the cherry on top. But, I mean, isn't it more just about shutting down their competition, Lord Monckton?
There's certainly a very big element of greed and self-interest on the part of the neo-Marxists who are doing to us what they are doing to us. And just to go back to what the head of the grid said, he said this because windmills have been destabilizing the national grid. Nobody who operates a centralized grid likes to have windmills on it because they're so unpredictable. You can't plan for when the wind's going to blow and when it's suddenly going to stop. And so it destabilizes the entire structure and puts all your power at risk. But the more serious underlying problem is that because the governing class has gone stupid and has allowed itself to be fooled by a tiny clique of mad, bad scientists into believing that adding a little carbon dioxide to the atmosphere is going to cause major changes to the climate, when we've now had 60 years of evidence that it isn't going to make major changes to the climate, they're banning the building of new coal-fired plants. You were mentioning Obama having done that, having then told you were a liar when you said he'd done it. He said before the election had even taken place that he intended to shut down coal-fired plants and to make coal prohibitively expensive and to tax people who used it and punish them for using it. And now he's trying to tell you you're a liar when he actually does what he said he was going to do. It is a disgrace that they are attacking the coal industry in this way, which is one of the bravest and most useful industries we have. Modern methods of burning coal are not dangerous. They don't pollute. They do put a little carbon dioxide into the atmosphere.
Well, Lord Monckton, please explain that. Please explain that, because I've happened to study it myself. In the modern plants, nothing comes out but water vapor and carbon dioxide. They run it through a whole bunch of different cleaning systems, condensers. It's all purified out. But then the media gets up there and says these plants are incredibly toxic. We've got to stop the carbon pollution because all that's left is carbon dioxide. So they spin it and call carbon dioxide carbon, scaring people. I mean, this is pure deception.
It is pure deception, and it means they haven't kept abreast with the really quite dramatic changes in the technology for burning coal in power stations. But let me describe, if I may, just one or two of the things that are now being done. A colleague of mine called Steve Whittaker at Cambridge, when I was there, was already studying this and had come to the conclusion that you could improve the methods of combustion known as circulating fluidized bed construction, combustion, by which you crush the coal into small particles. And then you kind of have it on a cushion of air and burn it that way, very, very hot. And very little dirt comes out of that process because the combustion is made much more complete. And the more complete the combustion, the fewer the particulate bits of pollution you get out of it.
It's turbocharged.
The few that remain, they now scrub out by using flue gas scrubbing, by using various methods of washing, so that, as you say, all that you really get out of a coal plant these days is water vapor, which is harmless, and CO2, which is not just harmless, it's beneficial.
Very well said. Now, going back to the previous question, what's your view on nuclear versus coal?
There's no doubt that we need both, because we're going to get this continuing pressure on the coal industry. It began under the KGB in the 1970s and early 80s. It was they who engineered the two miner strikes in the UK, one of which brought down Edward Heath's government in 1974, and another where they tried to do the same again in 1982-83, and they failed because we were ready for them. But this was we were able to trace how the leader of the miners' union had been trained in Moscow first for 3 weeks at the Patrice Lumumba Institute, where they trained the various junior terrorists. Then they.
By the way, the Russian government's pushing peak oil as well today.
Well, we'll come on to that in a moment. Let me just tell this story
about
the miners' union, because they then sent him to the Lenin Institute, where the real really serious terrorists like Yasser Arafat were trained, and he was then sent back to Britain to try to destroy our energy-based economy by shutting down the coal industry. And he didn't succeed. We beat him. And now Obama is doing the same thing, but this time from the president's office, no longer directed by the KGB, because he believed the same sort of things that the KGB believed in those days, and he seems to me to be perfectly willing to shut America down for reasons which are very difficult to fathom, because this is, whether he likes it or not, his country now. Even if he was born in Kenya, as some say, the fact is he's now an American citizen. And as an American citizen, he owes a duty of loyalty to his country. And you don't go around shutting down the country's primary source of energy if you really believe in the future of your country. It's the wrong way for a president to behave, and he should stop doing that. He should also look, in my view, much more carefully at the science behind this climate nonsense, which is now, frankly, collapsing with every new scientific paper that comes out. It's now blindingly clear. There's been a very important paper published just a few months ago by Dr. Roy Spencer, whom I'm sure you know well, of the University of Alabama at Huntsville, who does all the satellite monitoring. And he has discovered that the effect of the extra water vapor in the atmosphere as it gets warmer is to increase the thickness of low clouds, which reflect more of the sunlight back into space. And that actually causes a cooling of the planet, which largely offsets any warming you might get from CO2 and greatly changes all the numbers, so that we're not going to see very much warming over the next 100 years at all. Maybe he thinks half a degree Celsius, maybe 1 degree Celsius, that's 2 degrees Fahrenheit, absolute max. This is not, on any view, any kind of a problem. So we need to go right back to the science and remember there is no need to do any of this. But then you talk of the alternative energies that they're trying to, these windmills they're putting up everywhere, for instance, which kill birds in large numbers, but they don't produce very much electricity. The electricity they do produce is produced at monumental cost. The largest such wind farm in the world is the Thanet Wind Array. That's just off the coast of Kent in England. And that is subsidized to the tune of $2 billion for one wind farm over the next 20 years, guaranteed by the British taxpayer, whether he likes it or not, through the government. And if every measure to make global warming go away were as cost ineffective as the Thanet Wind Array, then to forestall the 3.4 Celsius or 6.8, around 6 Fahrenheit degrees of warming that the UN expects to happen in the next 100 years would cost 20% of world gross domestic product, of all the goods and services we produce all the way around the world. 20% would have to be devoted just to making global warming go away.
Well, Lord Monckton, is this just not economic warfare by the insiders seizing the energy infrastructure? You said something that is central to everything. England, the United States, Canada, the wealthy nations of the planet are energy-based and idea-based economies. Our countries are set up to be energy-rich, and so you cut the energy off to some third-world country, sure, people are going to die. But if you start cutting the energy off to a first-world nation, we are going to completely implode. We live in far spread-out areas. We are designed around the combustion engine. We are designed around coal-powered plants that supply over 50% of our power here in the U.S. We can't compete if we don't have it. And China's building 3 to 5 a week. We don't even get 2 or 3 a year. They have covertly been shutting down or stopping hundreds. I just put on screen the news articles where they say they're going to shut down thousands. I mean, this is economic savage warfare and is high treason, and we must resist them. What are your ideas to stop them? Because here's my second point as a caveat to that. Here's the French news agency. World 6 mass extinction may be underway, study says. Due to climate change, they say man is about to be extincted. So is this a self-fulfilling a prophecy where all these global warming people say, humans are bad, we'd be better off without them, we need eco-fascism, but get ready for humans to die everywhere, so that as they cut the power supplies off, especially the third world, and a billion plus die, they then claim that's part of the mass extinction caused by the imaginary global warming, when they themselves, the neo-eugenicists, have triggered it?
I think we've got to look very carefully at the motives of some of these people. Remember that we had for many decades, throughout the first three quarters of the 20th century, we had an active communist Marxist system that was trying to destroy the economies of the West and had learnt that the way to destroy them was via energy. Now, when the Berlin Wall came down, these people did not disappear. They did not give up. They merely moved into the Green Movement. And you may think, if you're listening to this program, who is this lunatic potty peer saying these strange, extreme things on the line from England? Well, get this. I spoke to the late Eric Ellington, who was a very good friend of mine. He was one of the founders of Greenpeace. Now, here was a guy who genuinely believed that we should leave the planet a better place than we found it, that we should not pollute it, not destroy it, not rape its resources to a degree that was excessive. He was a sensible, genuine, kind-hearted, really genuinely green environmentalist. And he made his living as a landscape photographer, going around and photographing the beauties of nature on behalf of those who wished it to be recorded for all time. He was a genuinely good man. And he, it was, who told me that he and several of his co-founders of Greenpeace had to leave that movement after a few years because the Marxists had moved in and taken it over, and they no longer used the rhetoric of Marxism to destroy the world's energy-based economy by going for that soft underbelly, which is energy generation. They began talking the language of environmentalism instead. It's exactly the same people with exactly the same motives. It's a kind of hatred of the success and the prosperity and the democracy of the West. They do not like the idea that we, the people, by our cross on the ballot paper, can decide better than they can how we should be governed. They hate the very notion that the people know best what is best for the people. And so what they're doing is that particular faction, for there are many factions in this game, that particular faction, which is not small, it is not ill-funded, it is powerful, it has lots of money, that faction is trying to drive this scare with the deliberate and increasingly openly stated intention of shutting down the West. Now, we can do two things. We can sit there as we sat and watched mesmerized while Hitler proposed to shut down the West by his armies marching in. And we can sit with similarly mesmerized fascination as a different kind of rhetoric, but just as ruthless, says we should not only shut down the West, but perhaps the more extreme ones say, and you know and you've quoted them before as saying it, that humanity should be wiped from the face of the earth, and they're perfectly happy to help it along the way by destroying our energy. Now imagine the consequences of the policy they are advocating. Imagine an elderly lady who has contributed to society all her life, who lives on an upper floor of an apartment block. She might be 20 or 30 floors above the ground. How is she going to get there if there is no electricity to turn the wheels of the elevator? Basic questions like that. How?
Because our infrastructure
needs an operation. How is anyone going to take an X-ray when the electricity isn't working? None of this is thought through. None of it is joined up. All of it is flagrantly irresponsible, very dangerous, and I'm going to go so far as to say, and I don't think this is unreasonable to say this, it is treasonous. And eventually, the people who are doing this are going to have to be rounded up and put on trial for trying to destroy the very society that bred them and which now lionizes them for the policies which, if implemented, would end up destroying it and them too.
Well, yes, sir. In fact, you just stole my thunder. Look, in the last 2 years, thousands of prominent people, hundreds of scientists, UN heads, come out and say, we want environmental fascism. We want a dictatorial world government. The Financial Times of London foreign editor. We're going to do this for your own good. We're going to have a global one-child policy. Ted Turner just said that in Mexico a few months ago. You were there. I mean, these people are brazen authoritarians saying they're coming for our private property, saying they're coming for our children, saying they're coming for our infrastructure, and now they're doing it. They have declared unmitigated war against us, and we're at a handicap because you're apologizing for telling the truth. I'm apologizing when words can't describe how maniacal. I mean, it's like the TV ads they ran in England showing small children not going along with carbon taxes, so their teacher murders them. And I mean, this is a group of miscreant, self-hating, gibbering control freaks that are enemies, and I can't imagine a jury anywhere that will not convict them for calling for mass murder. Throw them in prison now! They're declaring war on us!
Now, actually, you raise an interesting point there, because although the right of free speech in the United States is very wide, it does not reach as far as sedition. And sedition is what they're now preaching. When they start preaching that children who disagree with the so-called mainstream opinion on climate change should be blown to bits, and you see a picture of the teacher hitting a red button, and then you see the splattered blood of the children falling on the other children. And this is the kind of propaganda that the Green Movement now regards as appropriate. Then this is a wake-up call to the civilized world that the uncivilized, the usual suspects, and you call them the eco-fascists, and I'm afraid that's a sensible name for them, that these people are intent on destruction. There are two kinds of people in politics, those who wish to build and those who wish to destroy. And on the hard environmental left, in the traffic light tendency, the greens too yellow to admit they're really reds, these people have absolutely no intention of playing by the Queensbury rules. They have no intention of following democracy, no intention of living by the ballot box. That is why, here and in many other areas of life, they are working away to transfer governing power from elected hands in the individual nation states to unelected hands in supranational organizations whose common defining characteristic is the total absence of any form of democratic control over them or election of their key personnel.
And just to be clear, Lord Monckton, on record, we've never called for their investigation and arrest until they began like a group of blackbirds in a tree, you know, singing to the same tune, to have us arrested, to have us killed, to have one-child policies, to put in prison or execute climate change deniers. They are openly calling for an authoritarian nightmare planet run by them. They have made the declarations of tyranny. And if I announced that I wanted to rob and kill my neighbor and that I was going to do it, the police would come arrest me. Why are they allowed to get away with this? And I think I'm answering my own question. Why do they come out with such outrageous statements? Are they trying to condition us to the extreme ideas so that they can then have the moral high ground in their minds to start actually carrying this out?
What they're doing is, it's a well-known political technique. They're pushing the envelope. They're seeing how far they can push before we push back. And if we don't push back, they go on pushing forward. Now, the question is how to push back. And I think there are various ways that those who are listening to this program, who may think that it all sounds terribly extreme, can, in fact, reassure themselves that what we're saying is not, in fact, extreme at all. It is the solid truth. There's plenty of evidence at scienceandpublicpolicy.org of what these people are up to, how they tried to bend the science of climate in the ClimateGate emails, which revealed a great deal of the methods they were using, how they are trying to distort the economic case, how they're trying to capture politics, and how they are trying very furtively to transfer power via things like the Cancun Agreement to the hundreds of interlocking new UN-sponsored bureaucracies that will be answerable to the Secretariat of the States Parties, to the UN Convention.
And by the way, that UN program talks about relocation of populations because of their carbon footprint. You also see Obama ignoring the Congress and using the unelected bureaucracy to shut down power plants. In closing, Lord Monckton, As you know, it's come out in the last few days that the NPR officers compared deniers of climate change to birthers and flat earth believers. The undercover video was running during the meeting, and they're getting taxpayer money, and these are virulent, anti-human, wicked control freaks.
Well, I think it's time we started taking them to court for the criminal offense of sedition, because that's what it is. They've pushed too far. And where you can go to these meetings where they speak, where you can record those videos, just send them in to prisonplanet.com. There the team will look at them, and they will then pass on to me the more interesting ones where these people speak out and say things they shouldn't and openly preach sedition. I am in touch with various legal foundations in the States who can help to bring these people to trial for the criminal offense of sedition against the people of the United States. And all it takes is one or two of these to be brought up in front of a jury who hears what they've been saying, looks at the videos they've been producing of children being blown up, and then finds them guilty of sedition and sends them away to prison for a few years to think about their folly. And all the rest of these cowards will run for cover and the scare will be over. So you can help by filming these people as they make these extreme remarks. Film carefully so they don't see you filming or they'll destroy your film. Get it out. Get it to prisonplanet.com. They will pass it to me. I will pass it to the lawyers, and we will start prosecuting these people until America is free once again.
Absolutely, because, I mean, they are calling for ending the democratic process. They are calling for our arrest. We're not the ones drawing first blood. We're saying when you say overthrow a system of government, arrest people you don't agree with, one-child policies, you know, when you take a country over, you blow up their power plants first when you invade. They're destroying our power system. This is warfare. And these are the most sickening, self-hating, loathing control freaks you can imagine. They must be met. They must be defeated. They want their organized, planned economy. And they've got to destroy our infrastructure to do it. Scienceandpublicpolicy.org. Lord Christopher Monckton, thank you for joining us. I look forward to having you up in the near future. You've got 1 minute left. Closing comments.
Right. As I've said, you know where to send the tapes. Film these people when they make these speeches. If you see cuttings of them reported in the newspapers, send them in to prisonplanet.com. We're going to start a file on these people. Once there is enough material, we will then move to prosecute them, because the correct way to deal with them is not violence, it's not killing, it is prosecution in the courts of law. That's how your constitution said it should be done. And it's that constitution and the freedom and democracy that it guarantees that we are all sworn to defend. That's what we're going to try to do, to keep democracy alive despite what these people are trying to do. So God bless you all, God bless you, Alex, and God bless America.
Absolutely. They are avowed authoritarians. They must be met head on. Thank you, sir, for joining us. Take care.
Bye.
All right, there he goes. Yeah, these people are tyrants. They are miscreant eugenicists that want forced population reduction. And the White House regulations are calls for my arrest for 9/11 truth. He calls for the arrest of people who don't believe in man-made global warming. You know, it'd be one thing if they wanted to shoot their mouths off. But when they start calling for us to be arrested and they've got government power and then they're talking about how they want to kill 80% of the world population, these people are 21st century Nazis. Figure it out. Figure out, most of you liberals out there aren't liberals at all. You're into a eugenics code. You love abortion. You love it all. Dr. Nick Begich, getting into the biggest threat of all, electronic psychotronic mind control, is going to be joining us coming up. Stay with us.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.